All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful June 7th, 2014. Woody Lashin, co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop in the studio. How you doing, Woody?
I'm doing great, Anthony. Good to be here.
I mean, we got the worm has turned, my friend. Spring is here, or summer. Or I don't know if we have seasons anymore.
Something nicer than it's been.
You know, it's finally, you wake up, it's a warm day out. You know it's going to be good. Hopefully people are going to be golfing and at least thinking about golf now.
I'm thinking about golf.
Always.
If I could find some way to not be working, I'd be golfing today.
You know, I was looking at the leaderboard this morning, and I noticed a guy up on the leaderboard, a certain Ben Crane.
Did we talk about Ben Crane last week?
Well, you know, and I was thinking of going to the audio, and not only, I don't know if this proved that I think is that Ben Crane not only is a fan of the On Par radio show. I mean, I can't say that officially. I don't know. But the fact that he coincidentally is what has a 6-shot lead at the moment after last week, and I don't know, see if Trevor could roll the audio. I'm not sure. But I believe your words were to Dick, you know, you have a very diverse group of guys in this Zurich ambassadorship. You have a guy like Ben Crane who hasn't done much lately, but he's on there. You know, he's like ranked like 250. I don't know. I don't know exactly how you put it, but apparently you've stoked some fires, my friend.
Well, listen, if I am that good a motivator, if I can motivate a guy to be leading a PGA Tour event, then I have a future as a speaker, I think.
Absolutely. I thought it was a fun little tidbit. It was just very...
very happy to see him playing well and very happy for Dick Kearns.
Absolutely. Loves golf on more than Dick Kearns.
No question. It was great having him last week.
It was.
We got a great guest today, though.
Yes, we do. But before we get to that, I want to mention, I think you're going to be doing another U.S. Open pool this week.
Yes, yep. We got a U.S. Open pool. We got three neat prizes. We got a Cali Bertha driver, first place, with a fitting. Mm-hmm. Second place is going to be a TaylorMade slider mini driver with a fitting. And third place is going to be an Odyssey Versa putter with a fitting. No charge to enter. If you're interested, if you're not on our mailing list, send an email to info@petesgolf.com, and we'll make sure you get an invite for the pool.
And for those of you listening, this pool is different than any other pool that you've joined. It's not going to be just pick guys and have so much money to deal with or work with and blah blah blah. It's a little different and I think a little better than most of the pools that you're going to be seeing. See Pete'sGolf.com is it the website?
Pete'sGolf.com. This will be we'll want to do it in an email form and
right.
We'll put it out on Twitter also. So
absolutely. So look for that coming this weekend and Monday for sure. You mentioned we have a great guest, but we got to get to our first break. But when we get back, we're going to have the man, the myth, the legend, Mike Stachura, the golf editor, equipment editor at Golf Digest. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to have in studio co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin, good friend of mine and good supporter of the program. And on the line is the senior editor equipment for Golf Digest, Mike Stachura. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
Great, Anthony. Hey, Woody, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing good, Mike. Good to hear from you.
You know, Mike, you've been doing so much with the Hot List, and people know you from that. But now that you're, you know, how are you adjusting to being a TV star? Is it tough getting through airports and stuff like that? I mean, I know you've been doing a lot of shots via webcast or whatnot.
We've been getting some opportunities to talk about our weekly digital magazine, Golf Digest Sticks, on Golf Channel. But Woody can tell you how hard it is to be a celebrity, so he's probably better at it than I am, and he can certainly tell you how hard it was to get me on the show today. I mean, he probably had to go through three agents just to reach me, right?
He did mention
it was four
that.
Agents,
he did
think,
mention
but,
that.
Okay.
There might have been a bribe involved as well, I'm not sure. No, but you've enjoyed
that. It might have been donuts. That's all you need to bribe me.
Well, how have you enjoyed that relationship while we're speaking of it?
I think it's a great opportunity for both Golf Digest and Golf Channel, because I think, as a magazine, we're trying to get in touch with our readers, and we're trying to get in touch with people who don't get the magazine and get them excited about what we're doing. And so that's what that weekly spot gives us an opportunity to say, hey, you know what? Golf Digest has this kind of weekly digital newsletter that ends up in your email inbox every Wednesday morning and gives you kind of a rundown of all the interesting things happening on the equipment side of things every week. So that's a great opportunity for us. But on the flip side, you know, I think, you know, and let's be honest, I think anybody who is into golf watches the Golf Channel on a fairly regular basis, but I don't think if they're at least mildly into equipment, not even heavily into equipment, they would want Golf Channel to do more about equipment. And I think that's how the relationship works for Golf Channel, because they take my expertise and the rest of the Golf Digest equipment team to make those contributions to them and make Golf Channel a little bit better too. So I think it's working for both of us, and it's fun because it's a lot easier to talk than it is to write, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely a lot easier for me to talk than it is for me to write. No question. I tell you, I really enjoy when you get on there, and I think you're right. I mean, every golfer has a little bit in somewhere in there is a little bit of an equipment junkie. Some of us way more than others, but I don't think we get enough of it. So having you on there and getting that equipment fix, if you will, is something I quite enjoy.
You mentioned equipment junkie. I spent yesterday, Nike had a little event with Rory McIlroy, and we got 30 minutes with Rory and got just really, for the most part, talking just equipment. And, he said, listen, it's been a challenge for me because, for the longest time I was an equipment junkie, and I had to learn how to pull back because, you can't really function. It's not helpful to want to try new things every week. If you're an average golfer, if you're a tour player, you're being handed new things every week if you want to. So he said, one of the big benefits of being kind of one club company guy is that he's allowed to focus and go his own way and stay kind of pay attention to what the Nike team is putting in front of them and the interaction there. So I think it's pretty universal that golfers, whether they're the best in the world or hoping finally to get out this summer out up here in the Northeast, There's a little addiction to equipment, that's for sure.
I think it's interesting you say that, because I have seen, having worked with some of these guys over the years, that the guys that tend to are always searching for some magical piece of equipment as opposed to try and find the right piece of equipment and work with it, they tend to be very hot and cold.
Right.
As opposed to the guys that say, I look at, for example, some guy like Luke Donald, who is stuck with Mizuno, because he likes being the one guy on their lead guy, and he doesn't want to change too often. But he likes that special treatment you get as being the one guy.
Yeah.
I think it's helped him stay, as a top player steadily for a while.
Yeah,
as opposed to changing,
And his dip really was not an equipment thing. It was him trying. It was more of a physical thing. He was trying to hit the ball too far. And, you know, because he thought he was losing distance. So it wasn't an equipment thing where he, it was really more of a conscious choice that he made that sort of backfired a little
bit.
Yeah,
yep. Mike,
it's certainly hard whether you're at that level or our level to not keep searching. Because there's a solution out there, and there's lots of tools that you can take advantage of.
Well, I think, you know, the technology does change, but, you know, you come in the spring and you figure out here's a new technology, what's going to work best for you, and take that and go play with that. I'm actually curious to find out how Mike is working out with his irons that he got this spring.
Well, that's a good point. I had a wonderful fitting, and I know it was grueling for Woody to work with somebody whose impact is much more occasional than ideal. The sad fact of my job is I have played exactly one 18-hole round with the clubs that I was fit for far this year. I've played lots of rounds with other manufacturers' products, but I can tell you this, Woody, every time I go see a manufacturer and they want to set me up with clubs, I give them the specs that we got together, and I have hit the ball very well with those specs.
Excellent. So, well, at least then you can. I love to hear that, because that means you're comparing apples to apples. So if you're trying, TaylorMade versus Cali versus Titleist, if you're trying at least the same specs, the same shaft and all, you're actually able to give them a real good comparison. I think that's great.
No, exactly. I mean, the fact is I've hit, you know, kind of super game improvement stuff and, essentially tour player blades, and the club heads being delivered properly when I get my grip right. So tell Kirk I've been working on that.
You got like a whole team of people over at Pete's Golf Work.
Oh, yeah. we're almost at the stage of corrective surgery.
Jeez. I didn't even know that many people were in the shop over there. We got everybody. That's amazing.
It's like sharks when there's blood in the water, right?
Our guest is Senior Editor for Equipment at Golf Digest. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing, building, landscape firm serving Long Island for over two decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Always glad to have in studio co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin, and on the line, senior editor for equipment at Golf Digest, Mike Stachura. Mike, I wanted to shift gears a little bit away from your game, per se, and more towards manufacturing side. We've talked a little bit in previous shows, last time you had, about product cycles and whatnot. I'm wondering if there's a... If you think that there's some sort of, you know, unwritten rule, if you will, amongst major manufacturers to not delve into the realm of non-conforming clubs, and if so, why, or on the other side, if you feel that somebody's close to breaking that rule and to come out with a major to come out with a non-conforming club, I just feel like given the how tight the race is for the market share, I can't believe that someone's not trying to do everything, including non-conforming clubs, to gain an edge on their competitors.
That's a great question, and I know Mike Johnson and my partner in crime at Golf World has written a story about that issue several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, certainly you've seen plenty of smaller companies introduce non-conforming product. I mean, Polaris got a golf ball, and they've also got a driver, and Hireco's got this new driver called Juggernaut. And I think the reason the major manufacturers haven't gone down this route is for two things. One is fairly obvious. Most of the major manufacturers' sort of marketing strategy is very much geared toward the professional tours, rightly or wrongly, but that's how they market their product. That's
right.
Why they sign players to endorsement contracts, et cetera. So if you have a non-conforming product, you have to develop a whole different sort of marketing strategy. So it's complicated, and the second issue is that most major companies have a fairly long memory, and they know that the company that was dominating golf in the 90s decided to pursue non-conforming equipment and failed miserably, and we're talking about Callaway with mm-hmm. the ERC and the ERC2, and they basically moved down this road of, you know, we just think golfers will want this.
Right.
And they didn't get that satisfaction. They had a big tussle with the USGA for a number of years. They devoted a lot of their R&D resources down this road, and it wasn't successful, so they had to sort of switch gears again. I think the question is whether non-conforming product will appeal to not just average golfers, because it's certainly true that there are average golfers who will think about trying it.
Right.
The problem is that you can't just do it hit and miss. In other words, if you're going to play non-conforming product, not only do I need to think it's okay, everybody in my foursome needs to think it's okay. Or everybody in my men's club needs to think it's okay. Or everybody in my country club or town needs to think it's okay. And that's a bigger ask. And, you know, I think it's just not clear that it's going to be successful, but I would say it's hard to believe that we might not find ourselves down that road sooner rather than later.
Well, I think that would lead towards the bifurcation, and I personally don't feel that's good for golf. You know, Anthony and I were talking this morning, and I said, you know, if you've got these non-conforming golf clubs, then you've got people playing, if you will, two sets of rules, and I believe that's one of the greatest things about the game of golf that we play is that, you know, you can go play a golf course that you watch the pros play on tour, and you're playing with the same equipment. You can go play in a pro-am with a pro and, you know, hit a better shot than he did, and you're using the same equipment, playing by the same rules. And there's really no other sport that you can do that with other than golf.
No, and I agree. I think that's the appeal of the game. I think there are so many other ways to create interest in the game. It seems that, to me, non-conforming is kind of like a quick solution that ends up not being self-sustaining. In other words, once people buy or pursue non-conforming equipment, it's pretty soon where everybody is again at the same place. Whereas the higher end companies that spend a lot of money on R&D, they can say, hey, you know what? We know there's a pretty small box that we're operating in, but we're better at figuring out how to work in that box than anybody else, and that's how our products are better. And if there are no rules, it's kind of hard to sort of establish that you're better than everybody else.
Let me play devil's advocate just for a second. Or, you know, Woody makes a good point regarding the playing the same equipment, but you know better than anyone. Are the amateur golfers really playing the same equipment as professionals?
I think they're playing you know, depending on what type of amateur golfer you're talking about, and, I mean, yeah, there are inferior products available at retail or sort of standard issue stuff that's not as good as what tour players use. But at the end of the day, what's really the difference between the type of club that a tour player uses and an average golfer, it's getting dialed in properly with the specs and getting the weight positioned properly. So, I mean, it's not like tour players are using clubs that are hotter than average golfers. I think sometimes it might even be the opposite, certainly when you're talking about irons. So I think the equipment is more refined in the sense that a NASCAR driver's car is a little bit different than the car you drive down the street, but then I don't need to go 200 miles an hour.
Right.
So I need less things in that area, and I need the air conditioning to work.
And I don't swing 125 miles an hour either.
Well, I always tell people, you need what you need for your game. And Mike's 100% correct. If, you know, if I gave you the iron to Tiger play, I don't think you could play golf with them, besides the fact that they're righty and you're lefty, Anthony.
But, I don't know.
You know, I always tell people that, you know, if you have the right dialed-in equipment, it just makes it easier for you. And that's, you know, Phil Mickelson can take a right-handed club, switch it around lefty, and hit a great shot with it. He'd never play golf like that because he wants it to be dialed in perfectly for his game. But you want to be dialed in perfectly for your game,
right?
And so therefore, you're not going to want what they have. But you are using, you know, the best quality equipment if you're buying, you know, top of the line equipment.
Yeah.
That's going to be geared best for your game.
I mean, the fact that I've seen time and again average players come into a fitting, you know, hitting it poorly and come out, you know, gaining 25, 30, 40 yards with the driver, you know, those kind of improvements are basically because you went from using the wrong product to using the right product. And that has nothing to do with something's hotter or something's not hotter. It's a question of being able to put someone in a position to deliver the club properly, and that's how people end up having more fun.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm curious to get a little sneak preview. Like, when do you start working on your hot list stuff? You know, I know that takes a tremendous amount of your time, and most people think, well, geez, the hot list just came out. And I don't think they realize that you probably have started already getting ready for what you're going to do for next year's hot list.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, the hot list, you know, certainly the thing with Golf Digest and the hot list, we have multiple hot lists throughout the year. So we have golf balls, and we did golf bags recently. We're putting together a hot list on grips in an upcoming issue. And so we have some of those minor hot lists. But we're really beginning the 2015 hot lists over the course of the next couple of weeks. I mean, we've already started to have meetings about what the issue is going to look like, and we're putting together our panels again. I just went to Canada last week up the University of Waterloo and started some theoretical testing that we're going to do with our science team up there. So, I mean, I think it's a... It's a lot longer process than people realize. The fact is, for most of that process, we have our day job too. So we're trying to get it in. But we, you know, literally the meeting we had with Nike earlier this week was very much related to new products and talking about what their design theories are. And you know, we got another meeting in a couple weeks with Adams, and we're pretty much off to the races looking at. Late 2014, 2015 products that are going to be introduced. So it's a busy time, and you know, we're probably looking for a few hot list panelists, and we'll let people know that we're going to start taking applications for that in the next month or so.
Mike, we only have a minute or two before we have to wrap things up, but I'm just curious. We've seen all kinds of things in the industry. Going from, you know, a couple years back with colors and then customization and adjustability, in a minute or less, what do you see as maybe coming down the line for a new trend?
Well, I think the thing that's intriguing to me is the opportunity to make fitting more accessible, you know, at various levels. So I think there are a lot of companies doing work to make fitting happen faster, which is not necessarily the be-all and end-all, but it gets people into it as opposed to not being fit. So mm-hmm. I think that's going to happen. And I think what we're moving to, and it may take 5 years or so, but we're moving toward having not just, you know, kind of cosmetic customization, but we're having customization of driver heads so that the weight is exactly right for me, and that's the driver I get. So right now we have adjustable drivers that fit everybody, theoretically.
Right.
What we're going to get to is individual drivers.
Wow.
That fit just me, one which is different than the one that you just get fit for.
Amazing. Well, Mike, I mean, you know, you're with Rory McIlroy this week, yesterday. You're with Woody and I today. You get us. I mean, who's got it better than you?
He has to.
Well, I don't know. I'll let you know when I'm out on the tractor this afternoon mowing the yard.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show and for your insights. We really appreciate you supporting the program.
My pleasure. You do great work. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much. Take care. That was Mike Stratore, the senior editor of equipment at Golf Digest. We're going to take one more short break. We'll wrap things up. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Here to wrap things up with Woody Lashin, co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop. Woody, how excited are you for the, and what are your thoughts on the double U.S. Open at Pinehurst?
You know, I'm really curious to see how it goes. You know, I'm a fan of the LPGA. As you know, my friend Jean's played.
Yeah, friend of the program. We've had her on.
Yes.
Bartholomew.
Going to play with her next week, actually.
Okay, I didn't get that memo. I'm just giving you a hard time. Good.
I'm really curious to see how the golf course holds up.
Right.
You know, the interesting thing is, if they end up having a playoff on Monday, that's going to pose a lot. I don't know how they're going to handle that.
Well, I got another problem, and that's weather. I mean,
yeah.
they've already – I mean, listen, it's weather, and who knows what these guys are – you know, not that weather doesn't make them look bad, but the early forecast, the 10-day forecast, looks miserable.
Oh, boy.
So we're already talking about thunderstorms on that particular on Championship Sunday of the men's.
Wow.
So it may not be a playoff situation. It could be an inclement weather situation, and or both.
Wow.
To be honest. So
well, I'm excited though. You know, one thing I will tell you. It's nice when you see the USGA trying new and different things.
Absolutely.
Right.
And Mike Davis has done that with the step cutting and the things and the setup. He doesn't get enough credit, I don't think. But Woody, thank you thank you, and can't thank you enough for a great show. I can't even say it. I'm so happy to have you in studio here, and I'm not here winging it by myself, but no, I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, folks. Hopefully you get out and play some golf, see your local pro, get fitted at Pete's Golf Shop. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.